Okay, so let's just clarify a couple of things from yesterday. All right. So the question was bothering people yesterday was what if the Ibud was only done for a Sefer Torah, right? That was a certain question was bothering people. No. An essential idea here. What's an essential? An essential idea in this Reb Chaim is the chilek he makes, and it comes up in this next piece too. In a stranger way, the chilek he makes between a hechsher and the thing and doing the thing itself. Right? That's a main idea here. He says the ibud is a hechsher, and that's why you need the kavana of lishma, whereas the ksiva is the maisa itself, is the etzem maisa hastam. Right? So people were asking, well, what if you only did Ibud for a Sefer Torah? Right? See, that's the question. The problem with the question is this, that it's almost like saying, what if Ibud was not a Heksher? What if Ibud was part of the etzem of the thing itself? You can't just take Ibud. If Ibud is to make Ibud, if Ibud only existed, not a question of what people do, but if Ibud only existed, it was like an extraneous thing that has no meaning anywhere else. It's an extraneous thing. Then it's not just part of the process of preparing skins for writing upon. And it really had no functional value here at all, right? It wouldn't make the leather any different than it was before. You understand? It was basically, if Ibud were not Ibud, and it was something completely unrelated to writing, then in a Hanami you would have to say, it is part of the Guf HaDavar too. It's part of the essence of the thing. You understand? But Lamaisa, he's saying, we know what Ibud is. Ibud is a preparation for Ksiva. That's what it is, conceptually and practically. That's what it is.
How would it be part of the essence because it has no other...
Because why would you need it? There'd be no reason for it. You understand what I'm saying? It would just be like a component. It would just be like a component of the thing. So, the point is, it's just a trick of the mind to say, what if a preparation were an essence? That's really what you're trying to say by the question. What if a preparation were really an essence? And Achanami, then it would be an essence, which is denying the whole thing, right? But the process of Ibud is simply a regular process of preparing for the Ksav. If there was no Ksav, there would be no Ibud. Ibud is just because this Ksav, there has to be a way to prepare the skins to be makabel, it's part of the process of preparing for the writing. But in terms of practicality and in terms of the structure of the thing, it's all geared to the ksav, because the parshios are the essence. That's part of the Sefer Torah. In other words, if it's not in order to make the Ksav, if it's not something that functions for the Ksav, then you'll have to say that is part of the definition of the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah too. It's not just Ksav, it's Ksav and this other thing. You know what I mean? Like stitching the parshios together. That's just so that you have the Ksav in the right order. Everything is towards the Ksav. Right? It's not like an extraneous din. Okay. So anything that's definitively just a preparatory step can't be defined as the etzem ha-maisa itself. Okay, let's take the next paragraph now. Go ahead. El dekasha. So everything is good now. But, I mean, it's a methodology. I mean, the reason Rav Chaim always, it's interesting how he works. You know, it doesn't just have a full-blown idea in the beginning. It's developed. It's developed in a limited sense, and then he raises questions on it and develops it further and shows that with the right idea, if you have a good foundation doesn't mean you're going to have all the answers immediately, but you can keep extending it into the and building on it and answering the problems. Okay, good. So what's the question now? The question is like this: that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin, that what? Perek Aleph, that the Gvil of the Sefer Torah and the Klaf of the Tefillin. So he says that what? That it has to be Tzorach L'Avdon Lishmon. Vim Avdon Shelo Lishmon Psulon. Lefikachim Avdon Hakusi Psulon. Afapisha Amarnu Lo Lekusi La'abed Or Ze L'Shem HaSefer O L'Shem HaTefillin Psulon. So he says, since you need Ibud Lishma on the Klaf and the Gvil, so if a Kusi would do it, then it would be no good. Even if a Jew is over his back telling him, do it Lishma. Okay? That's not a problem. The problem is the next part. Why? Because he says, Shehakusi al das atzmohu osa. Lo al das hasocher oso. So what is that? So why is that a problem? Why is that a problem for Reb Chaim? Because it's mashma that the problem is that what? That it's not that he's intrinsically removed, right? The problem is that he's not really doing lishma. That he's not really doing lishma. You can tell him lishma all you want. But we can't trust that he's doing lishma. He does his own thing. But if he were, and the real problem is the implication, that if he were doing it lishma, it would be good. Right? That's the problem. By the way, the idea that there's a maisa that's conceptual is very common. I mean, John was right yesterday. In mitzvah, you see it a lot. Like, for instance, if I'm mechuyev bedavar, let's say I'm chayev in hearing the shofar, right? So only someone who is also mechuyev bedavar can be motzi me, right? Only he could produce the kol shofar shel mitzvah chiyuvis. Even though a woman could do a mitzvah, she's a pater avalaser, but you have to be a ben bar chiyuva to produce the cheftza for another bar chiyuva to be yotze. That's the problem with benching, right? With the cutting, or someone eats less than that's problem with benching with the cutting. But they can produce the mechanical sound, right? But not the entity of the mitzvah of chiyuvas. Okay, so that's what he says. He says like this. He says, so Rav Chaim says, "Harei v'toli l'psul anochri b'taima de'osa al das atzmo halav achi haya ha'ibud kosher." So if we could say that the guy was doing it really with the right kavana, it should be kosher. That's the implication. Umavur mizeh lehedya. De'ain ma'isa nochri mufka midin toras l'shma shel stam. So you see from here that the guy's ma'isa is not intrinsically removed from the quality of l'shma. Oche nira dehad the kosef a Rambam she'a nochri al das atzma hu ose. Ein pirusho de mishum ochi chay shinon shema lo neskaven klal shema stam. Doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that what? It doesn't mean... When the Rambam says that he's doing it al das atzmo, it doesn't mean that therefore we're worried maybe he's not niskaven l'shem sefer Torah. Yeah, this is where it gets a little murky now. V'rak d'dina nakan halcha. He's just mentioning the din. He's taking the din. De'havadai d'nochri kevan de'eno b'torah stam. Im kain mamela de mufka hu gam midin lishma shelohem. It's definitely true that he can't have the din of lishma in his maisa. Umachshavto lishmon einamul es klal. Even if he would think lishma, it wouldn't help at all. Eladim hoyochal hadin de maisov shehein nasin al das Yisrael. Im kain oz hoya mechshav zos ibud lishman. So now he seems to be entertaining an idea that we rejected from the Gemara, right? Seems to be entertaining a strange possibility that the Yisrael Omid al Gabov could produce the das, could provide the das, and he'll provide the Maisa. Right? In other words, something like that. That he is like, because when we were learning the Gemara in Gittin, so we made mention of the fact that that the Mefarshim over there explained that the Yisrael Omid al Gabov is not that he's going to be the thinking part and this guy's going to be the Maisa part, but he's malamed him to have the right das. He's malamed him to have the right das. Right? But now he seems to be saying you could work it out another way. You could say that what? That the guy will do it as a Maisa, but it's possible, conceptually, it is possible to say that it's Nasa, what? Aldas Yisrael. It's Nasa Aldas Yisrael. Whatever that means, right? And that would be enough for Lishma. That would be enough for Lishma. Well, it's better. I mean, because he's not the machine doesn't have his own das. Now he's like this. So he says that the Rambam is saying it's possible conceptually to say that the ibud lishma will be considered nasal das Yisrael. That the ibud will be considered lishma because it's nasal das Yisrael. But there's a limit to this idea, right? This idea of Nasa al-Das Yisrael, even conceptually, has a limit. Why? He says, "V'lo shayach ha-de'etzem ma'isov mufkotin midin chalos lishma." It doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter that his ma'isa is mufka from the din of lishma. Kevan di ha'ibud hurak hechshav alma. Right? Why is he saying this? The Alkane Shapir Imhoyochal Bemais of Hachdina Dinasin Al Das Yisrael Hoyosagi Ladin Lishmoshel Ibud Vahadanachi Osal Das Atmo Zehu Gufa Yisoda Din Madam Maisav Mufkoim Midin Toros Lishma. So why is he bringing the fact that Ibud is a Heksha? Why is he bringing that in? And who cares? It's Nasa Al Das Yisrael. What's the clear implication from that?
Ksiva would never work.
For Ksiva would never work. For Ksiva would never work.
Which then, just the intuitive way seems to be, why would you make the distinction?
Why would you make the distinction?
Yeah, no
one's a Marashach. If you have this possibility now, that when you need the Shema and the Maisa, you can have one guy do the Maisa and the other guy provide the Lishma, right? So how come the Rambam only has this possibility by the Ibud? And in a very subtle way, subtle but extremely clear, right? Reb Chaim was saying why? Because he knows that the Rambam doesn't have this possibility by Ksiva. Why? He's saying because Ibud is a Heksher. Again, the idea of Heksher comes up. And for some reason, he's saying that in terms of a Heksher, it's possible to say that the Maisa will be Lishma because it's Nasa al Das Yisrael, but not by Ksiva. Now, where does he really tell you the reason why? He says it basically. He says, V'lo shayach ha de'etzem ma'isav mufka al midin chalos lishma.
That doesn't matter
because it's only a hechsher. He's just telling it to you. You just have to receive it. But that's what he's telling you, right? He's saying, why would it only work? Saying you have a problem here. Problem is the guy's etzem ma'isa has no possibility of lishma. Right? The etzem ma'isa of the guy is mufka midin lishma. And therefore, as a co-save of the Torah, a Yisrael Omid al Gabav would be impossible. Right? But as a machshir of an entity for the Torah, then it would be possible. That's what he's saying. Right? He's saying it clearly. We have to understand the chilik, though. I mean, if a Yisrael Omid al Gabav can provide lishma, what's the difference whether he's doing the ksiv or the ibud? Yeah.
Shouldn't it be the other way around? Just to because ksiv is something that already has identity.
Right.
So if it's something that you have to give it identity. I'm not understanding how there he's able to raise the Gabav.
Right. Yeah. So what do you say here? You hear the question? You see what he's saying? I mean, it's clear what he's saying. I mean, he's definitely, right? It's clear what he's saying. To its logical conclusion. In other words, yeah. In other words, like this. In other words, since by the Ibud, there's nothing in the Maisa that makes it an Asiyas Sefer Torah, right? So what makes it an Asiyas Sefer Torah? The Das. But what is the Das? What's another word we can use for that? An English word?
Knowledge?
The purpose, right? No, it's the purpose. The purpose of why you're doing it. And now, you know, it's a generic maisa of heksher fiksiva, and now you have to dedicate it. You have to dedicate it or designate it for Sefer Torah, right? But he's saying since it goes by the das and the kavana, right, you can look back to the originating kavana. And you can define the Maisa by the kavana that originated it.
That reveals the purpose.
The kavana that set it in motion would be enough. You understand? Why, what is this guy doing? Well, why is he doing this? Oh, he's doing this. So then he's working under the framework that the Jews sent him on. That would be good if what? If a guy listens to a Jew. That would be good. But since the guy is Osa al Das Atzmo, we can never say that his Maisa is originating from the Jew's Das. You understand? That's exactly why the Rambam has to say that it's possible by Ibud Lishma, because there's a disconnect between what the guy is doing and the tzivoy of the Jew. And that would be good to make the Ibud Lishma. Because the Ibud is not a Lishma b'maisa. It's not a Lishma b'etzem ha-maisa. It's Lishma b'kavana.
So
b'tachlis. Right? So you say, well, what's the purpose of what this guy is doing? The purpose is determined by the one who sent him. Right? That's the purpose of what he's doing. That would be good if the guy would subject himself to the Jew's will. But we say mi din. There's a din that a guy is always osal das atzmo. It's not a statement of fact. It's a din.
So it's
he's always considered severed. He's always considered severed from the Jew's will.
Why is
that? I will explain in a second. It says but the lishma of ksiva sefer Torah comes from the asiya itself. That's the lishma and the maisa itself. That this maisa is be'atzmo asiya sefer Torah. So if the guy doesn't have that maisa available to him, then someone else's kavana is not going to help. Right? Kavana will help when the lishma comes from kavana. So then you can say, oh, what defines this is not the etzem ha-maisa. What defines this as a siyas sefer Torah is not the etzem ha-maisa, but it's the kavana of the maisa. It's the purpose of the maisa. It's a generic maisa that has a purpose. The purpose is what does this. That'll be by ibud lishma. So I can say, okay, so the Jew will supply the purpose. He never can go into the guy's mind and just insert his kavana into the guy's mind, but he can supply the purpose. Right, we can look back in terms of causation, if you want to look at it that way, causation, and say, what's the cause of this maisa? The cause of this maisa is the Jew. Oh, so he's the one who defines his purpose. You understand? That would be good if we could go back from the guy to the Jew, but we can't. The guy is a firewall. Can't go past him in terms of causation. He's an independent contractor, right? Not an employee. So he can't go back. Can't go back. But that's good when the whole thing is defined by kavana. But that's what he's trying to show you, that the ksiva and the ibud are different kinds of activities, and they get the lishma from different sources. If he gets the lishma from the etzem ha-maisa, that's what he says. Then you'll have a problem if etzem maisa of the guy is mufka from the chalos lishma. You can't give him an etzem. You can't give him a different kind of etzem ha-maisa. You can't supply the guy. Your das can't make the guy capable of having an etzem ha-maisa that's different. But it can supply. But where the kedusha, where the din, where the lishma is not coming from the etzem ha-maisa, but coming from the kavana, you can supply a purpose. Oh, so the implication is not that if it wasn't aldas atzmo, it would be good because of the guy's kavana. If it weren't aldas atzmo, it would be good because then we'd say the purpose is really whatever the Jew had in mind. Then we'd say we define this maisa as a maisa of whatever the sender gave, or whatever the sender intended it to be.
And the issue with the fact that he is mafia won't matter by ego.
That's right.
Whereas it will by ksiva.
By ksiva it will.
Mm.
Right.
That's why stam is good.
Right. In other words, since maisa ksiva has nothing to do with kavana, then he's saying kavana can't fix it. Either you have the maisa or you don't have the maisa. Either you have the maisa or don't have the maisa. My kavana can tell you a purpose, but it can't change what your maisa is. Can't change what type of maisa you have. But by ibud, it's not any special maisa. There is no special maisa of ibud sefer Torah.
The only reason why we care about purpose by ibud is because of the heksher.
The only reason why you have purpose is because of the heksher, right?
So you couldn't even say that by ksiva, then having the goy do it for the purpose of sefer Torah would change anything, because what we want is for him to do a maisa of ksiva sefer Torah. We don't care about purpose.
Let's think it over. Okay, so Shai has a very good question. So why can't you say, so it's true that the guy's maisa ksiva is not going to be a good ksiva sefer Torah on its own, but why couldn't the Yisrael's das have the possibility of making it the right purpose? Just like you can change the purpose of the ibud. So you say it's true, the guy on his own can't have the ksiva sefer Torah, but why can't the Jew in a similar way supply him with the ksiva sefer Torah? Now let's go back over what we're saying. Yeah. Now let me ask you this question. When if you have no kavana, right? If you have no kavana, you do the maisa ibud, are you doing a ksiva sefer Torah? No. Right? But if you're doing ksiva without kavana, are you doing a ksiva sefer Torah?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Correct? So far so good? Okay. Now when the guy writes the sefer Torah. When the guy writes the Sefer Torah, is he doing Asiyas Sefer Torah?
No.
Why? Because he does not have that kind of a Maisa available. Right? He doesn't have that kind of a Maisa. Correct? Okay, hold on. So now Shai's question is, okay, so now the guy not having the Maisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah should be like doing the Ibud Stam, where it's also not a Maisa Sefer Torah, right? How come when by the Ibud we can supplement that with the Jew's Kavana, and by the Ksiva we can't, right? Okay, but there's one big difference. There's one big difference between the two. The difference is, even by Yisrael you need Kavana by the Ibud, right? Even by the Yisrael you need Kavana by the Ibud. And you don't need kavana by the ksiva. Why? Because there is no such thing as intrinsically an asiya. There's no idea intrinsically as an ibud of an asiya sefer Torah, right? That idea that only gets the shame of the asiya ibud only gets asiya is only asiya sefer Torah through kavana. Correct? That's the only way it is, asiya sefer Torah through kavana. Never through the etzem ha-maisa, right? It's never Ibud Sefer Torah through the Etzem HaMaisa. It's only Ibud Sefer Torah through the Kavana. Correct? So now he's saying like this. So he's saying, by a guy, even though the guy doesn't have the Etzem, even in terms of the Etzem HaMaisa, he's Mufka from Lishma. But here, there is no Etzem HaMaisa of Lishma. There is no Etzem HaMaisa of Lishma. Right? Even by a Jew, there's no Etzem HaMaisa of Lishma. By Ibud. So what makes Lishma is purpose. So why can't the purpose always be... So just like when the Jew does it, the Jew is supplying the purpose, and there is no Etzem HaMaisa, and that when the Jew does it himself, there's no Etzem HaMaisa of Ibud Sefer Torah. It's just a regular physical act of Ibud, and the shame of Sefer Torah comes from the Kavana of the Osa. Right? So he's saying, so by the guy too, even though he doesn't have an Etzem HaMaisa of Lishma, nobody has an Etzem HaMaisa Lishma but Ibud Sefer Torah. It doesn't exist. Right? So the only thing that you... So the guy is not at a disadvantage to the Jew by Ibud. Right? Because neither one of them have an Etzem HaMaisa Lishma by Ibud. So now all you need is to say that just like when I send my hands to do Ibud, my hands are doing it Aldas Yisrael. Why can't I send the guy's hands and have them be Aldas Yisrael? Right? It's just a slight separation between the cause and effect, right? But the final picture is exactly the same. There's no Etzem Maisa, and the shame Asiya Sefer Torah comes from Kavana, right? But by the Ksiva itself, it is Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's not because of Kavana that is Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's Ksiva Sefer Torah be'etzem ha-maisa. The Maisa itself is what defines it as Ksiva Sefer Torah. So if you don't have a Maisa that can, be a Ksiva Sefer Torah, right, then my sending you to do it is not going to change your Maisa. With my sending you to do it never changes the guy. The Jew sending the guy never changes his Maisa. It just supplies the purpose. Right, so when you don't need Etzem HaMaisa, when there is no Etzem HaMaisa, so then it doesn't matter. But by the Ksiva, even though there's no Kavana, it's good. Why? Because it has nothing to do with purpose. There's nothing to do with the purpose of the Maisa. From the Kavana of the Osa. It has to do with what Maisa am I doing? What Maisa am I doing, Mamela? So by Yisrael, Mamela, he's doing an Asiya Sefer Torah. Right? But by the guy, it's like he just doesn't have the tools for this job. He doesn't have the tools. So he can't be doing Asiya Sefer Torah. It's just not possible to be doing Asiya Sefer Torah. So if you can't do the thing, then nothing can help you. The point is like this. The reason why Ibud Lishma, when it's stama, is not ibud. The reason why ibud is not ibud is the reason why ibud needs kavana, is because ibud per se is really always done through a generic maisa. It's always done through a physical maisa, right? That is given a special purpose. So the guy has the tools to do a physical maisa, right? He has the tools to do the physical maisa. And the purpose maybe could be supplied by the Jew. Right? He gives him a shlichus. Not technically a shlichus, but the purpose can be supplied by the Jew. But purpose can be supplied by the Jew. But the Jew can't give him his hands. So if Ksiva Sefer Torah requires an intrinsically different type of an asiya in terms of the etzem maisa, then the guy can't do it with then there's no way for the guy to do it. There's just no way to do it. Now your question is asking, but why can't we say, so really now if we want to rephrase your question would be like this. What's the difference between the Etzem HaMaisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah, right, and a generic Maisa of Ksiva with a purpose, right? That's really your question. Ksiva Sefer Torah Be'etzem. Now, the Jew has Ksiva Sefer Torah Be'etzem, right? Okay, so the guy doesn't have that. So we'll give him a Ksiva Sefer Torah Be'purpose. Why can't those two things be the same? Right, Shai? So I think it has to do with the idea of the difference between a Hechsher and the thing itself. It has to do with the difference between a Hechsher and the thing itself. Okay, let's think about that. It's very important to think these things out. Right? Want to think about that? You hear what I'm saying, Shai? Answer your question. I'm going to find any question. Okay, but then in the end, so he says that Rav Simcha Zelig showed him from Gittin, from our Sugya and Gittin, a good proof to this idea. Why? Because the Gemara says that a Nachri can't write a get, even if it's Yisrael Omen Agabov, right? So the Rambam says even a Jew who's a Mechal Shabbos Farhesia can't write the get, right? So he says if it's just an Umdana that the guy doesn't have Das Lishma, right, when the Jew tells him. So it's true that we say a Mechal Shabbos Farhesia is like an Ovei Kochavim, but that's not in terms of Umdanas. Why should we apply all the Umdanas of a guy to a Mechal Shabbos Farhesia? For instance, the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Goyim are Chashudim HaMishkav Zohar. There's no Isser Yichud with a Jew, but with a guy for men. But Goyim are Chashudim HaMishkav. So you can say, because a guy is Mechal Shabbos Farhesia, now he has to be Chashud on Mishkav Zohar? Right? That's like a cultural phenomenon. So that has nothing to do with it. We can't just apply umdanas, behavioral umdanas, because of a technical din, and the Mechal Shabbos is equal to an Ovei Kochavim. But in terms of but if you say it's a din that they're not considered to be to receive the tzivoy because they're too differentiated, right? That because there's a differentiation between the guy and the Jew, then there's a din that there's no tzavah. So then you can say whoever has the shame of Ikhovim has this din too. We consider them separate. Consider them two individually different spheres where there's no communication between the two in terms of purpose. So then we can say that Mechal Shabbos Farhesia also can't do it. All right, well, we'll continue.